Hello, and welcome to Radio Education. This is a podcast from the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Thank you for allowing me into your home once again this week. With us today is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo. Welcome, Dr. Murillo.
Hi, Adri. Big day today.
Big day. Woo, election day. Lots of tension and excitement. And, you know, for us, besides all the other things going on, we'll see whether the bond passed or not. Maybe tomorrow?
We'll find out. We're hoping to know by 10 p.m., so before tomorrow, but you never know.
You know, I know you're going to hear this after election day, but I bet a lot of us will be staying up tonight. All right, well, let's move on to our first section, happenings at our campuses. So what can you share with us today? What's going on?
Today, I want to share a new opportunity for families to engage with our district through a three-part workshop series, or we call it an academy, which we've titled it our Family and Community Leadership Academy.
Family and Community Leadership Academy. I like the sound of that. So tell me, what is the purpose? What's the goal of this organization?
Focus Area 3 of our strategic plan is around family partnerships, and it calls for several things to happen, one of them being that every parent has a deeper connection or a connection with a school.
Okay.
So this is a chance to do that. I'm going to talk about the topics that we cover, but bullet number 2 also talks about having more representation or representation that mirrors our population on certain committees. So we are trying to address those two goals by providing an academy that anyone can be a part of.
All right. So we are, in essence, preparing our leaders. That's what the title says, right?
Correct.
Cool. So who is this academy open to? Are you chosen? Can you volunteer?
This is open to anyone and everyone that is interested and wants to learn more about the functioning of our school district. So it's open to parents, to community members, to business people. It's open to anyone who is a contributor to our school district, so a taxpayer, and we want to engage.
All right. So you call this an academy. So I take it academy members are learning, studying, doing homework?
Correct. So it is an academy, which is a three-part. So three consecutive, at this point, is Mondays. We started our first cohort. And it's sort of, we're piloting with a small cohort before we open it up. So it's a three consecutive Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. So we want to be, respect people's times.
Okay.
And the topics are three major topics. One of them is our strategic plan. So what does that say? And what is our progress towards that strategic plan, but also the why, how we created it. Topic number 2 is about operations on our budget. So what does it take to run the school district? How much money do we get and how do we spend our money? And then the last one is governance. So how does the school district function and what are the different avenues that parents could get involved?
Okay. So you said that you right now you're meeting on Mondays and you just started with a small pilot group. So can people still join that one or should they wait for the next one?
Great question. So we just completed our second session last night.
Okay.
Last night was Monday. We have one more to go.
Okay.
And those were people that we just invited and said, hey, would you like to be part of this conversation? We're getting some feedback.
Nice.
What we plan to do is we plan to just open it up via our Moose message, via our Facebook page, and we will have just a brief sort of application form that is not really to be accepted or denied, but just to get a sense of the level of interest from folks, as well as if we get commitment, we need to know how much dinner, how much food to buy, and what to prep for regarding childcare.
Okay, so then we will let them know here or on the district website as to when we'll start up again.
Correct. It'll be after our winter break. We will come back and we will offer, at this point, we're planning for at least 2 more chances of 3-week blocks. So if someone, for some reason, cannot make the 3 weeks, because we are asking for a commitment early in the second semester, then we will plan to do another three-week block somewhere in the middle of the second semester.
So I love the idea of building leaders. Can you talk a little bit about the different committees where these people might then feed into?
Correct. Yeah. We start from the basis that we believe that every community member, every parent is a leader. What we want to do is we want to engage more on specific topics of their interest regarding, again, operations, budget, how the district works regarding governance. As far as the different avenues that they can get engaged, I mean, it starts with, of course, engaging with the teacher, engaging with the principal. But then as you work up, I guess, the ladder, if there was to be one, then you have the school accountability committees. Then you
have at each campus.
You have PTOs at our elementary schools. We also have the district accountability committee, and then leading all the way up to the school board, which is also just open for anyone who wants to run and be elected to serve in that position. So we do have many different avenues for folks to engage. And what we're trying to do is just to be even more transparent and work more as a true partner, because part of what we do, it's not just giving information, is we engage the last 10 to 15 minutes on just a Q&A. So from what we've shared today, what was new, what is new learning, what did you already know? What are you wondering about? What do you want to know more of? And then we also, you know, if they have some further questions, we give them avenues to then set up different times if they want to discuss something else.
You know, and I know that cities do a lot of these leadership academies, and I love that we're doing it. Awesome. Well, keep us posted on this.
I will.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to our favorite section, celebrate.
All right. Today, we have the pleasure of having a student who's been with us in the past. So she is not new to Alamosa Radio. I believe she's a senior now. She is getting ready to graduate. I know she is super involved in just about everything, but we're going to learn more. So I'd like to welcome Brindy Gallegos.
Brindy, welcome to Education Radio. Tell us a little bit about yourself so our neighbors get to know you better.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I'm Brindy. I'm a senior at Alamosa High School. I'm the student body president right now, so just getting everything together. I'm also a dual enrollment student, so staying super busy. In my free time, like to hang out with my friends, play some sports, pretty much about it.
All right. And I've known you for quite a bit now, and I know that you stay very busy. So you say, you know, just, you know, staying busy. Yes, you do. So I want to ask you a little bit about dual enrollment. Talk to me about that.
So dual enrollment is when high school students get to take college classes and get college credit for it. So it like transfers. I'm pretty sure they transfer like in Colorado.
Within the state.
Okay. Yeah.
They do.
So, yeah. So it's just really cool to get to experience kind of like the college life, because I get to go to Adams State campus in the morning and then kind of like switch it up and take some dual enrollment classes at my school. So I think that's really cool.
Absolutely. So what classes are you taking that are college credit?
So in the morning, I'm taking Gen Chem and Gen Bio, and then those also come with labs. So I have a two-hour lab every Wednesday and Tuesday. So
wow, okay.
And then I'm taking English 101 with Mr. Denisio.
Okay, and you take English for college credit at the high school?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that seems to be kind of a full schedule, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I know in the past we've had students who graduate with an AA degree. Will you be close to that, or how many credits will you have completed by the time you graduate?
I'll be pretty close. So right after I graduate, I'll take like a semester, maybe a year at Adams State, and then I'll graduate.
That's awesome. And something to point out that I want to make sure that parents know is that while the student is still one of our students, we cover that bill. So as long as the student passes the class, you want to make sure that they're passing the class.
Isn't that awesome.
We're paying for that. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, I don't know what you think or your parents think. I'm sure they're loving it.
But it's like you're getting 1 year or one semester, mm-hmm. or 1 year of college paid for.
Yeah.
That's thousands of dollars of savings.
Yeah, it's like a mini scholarship.
Right. And then it just kind of prepares you for college classes, environment, so that when you go full-time college, mm-hmm. it's not that big of an adjustment.
Yeah.
You've already been there. You know how they operate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's absolutely wonderful.
And we're lucky that we are in Alamosa, and we do have a four-year university as well
yes.
as a junior college. Not many communities are as lucky as we are, so we are proud that we're able to partner with those two entities and offer our students these opportunities, because when we think about what we want from our students, we want to try to do our best to give them a competitive advantage when they graduate from high school, get into college, or get into, you know, whatever it is that they want to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, parents, you know, districts put thought into it. I at a previous district I worked at, I worked with both a four-year university and the two-year college to bring in fine arts classes. And we talked about with the staff, which classes trip up our fine arts majors the most. And then we got them started in high school. And it was awesome just for our fine arts students to have that opportunity. Yeah. So when we think about this, parents, and we want what's best for all our students.
All right, so getting back to all the extracurriculars, you talked about sort of being involved in some things, but really, I mean, tell us the teams that you're a part of and the clubs or organizations you belong to, and then what role do you play within each one of those?
So right now, like this year, I didn't play volleyball this year. I actually switched and I went to manage gymnastics. Honestly, just like a different environment there. It's a lot different sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's really made me open my eyes to like how people can like use their bodies differently, especially because I want to go into like orthopedics. So it's kind of cool to see how like the body moves and like when the girls are hurting, like I think that's kind of interesting. My role is really just to like keep everyone in check. So I feel like they put not like pressure, but like they rely on me a lot, which mm-hmm. is like a good thing because that means I'm responsible.
Managers do a lot in every sport team.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So Brindy, as president of the student body, tell us about plans that you have for AHS, things that you've already done, things you're going to do. Tell us about them.
So honestly, just like being a part of student council all 4 years, like I never thought homecoming would be as stressful as it actually was to plan. So this year, I was so thankful that that was over with. I think we had a pretty good outcome. We hosted it at our high school. It was under the sea themed. I thought it was pretty fun. We had a pretty good outcome. Our hallways were like the best they've decorated. So I'm just really proud of like my committees that we like put in, like the people that we put into them mm-hmm. and like how much work they actually did. One thing I do wish I had more of was like student involvement, because we are a pretty big school, I feel like. And I feel like a lot more students could like come out and help and not like be scared to like do something.
All right. So high school students, get involved. Cool.
All right. So you're a senior.
Yeah.
Graduation is around the corner. What's next?
Again, I'll probably finish the rest up of like my associates at Adams State, because I do want to go to school out of state.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to have like something that like no one can take away from me, I guess.
Yeah.
And also that's a pretty big accomplishment being right out of high school. I do want to eventually end up at Baylor because they have a pretty good medical program.
Oh, yes, they do.
So I went there this summer actually on a little camp thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the campus was like beautiful. It's just been my dream school since I was little. So I'm really excited. Hopefully we'll get there. Been applying to a lot of scholarships and schools, and that's a lot. I did not expect it to be that much, but I did move on in the Daniel scholarship, so nice. I'm just writing a bunch of essays right now. So
okay, you know, you've been involved in so many things throughout your school years. Who has had a lot of influence over your path?
Honestly, I would say, like, I get a lot of my motivation and drive from my mom, because, like, having a healthy household is, like, a big part in, like, where you're going in life. And I'm just glad that I've always had, like, people to support me and, like, push me. Like, if I'm not doing my best, I have someone to, like, tell me the truth and be like, hey, Brindy, like, step it up. Like, you have to keep going.
All right. Shout out to Brindy's mom. Good job.
All right. I think we asked the same question last time you were here, but we're going to ask it again because things have happened and it's a whole nother, you know, year. But if you had a magic wand and you could magically change one thing at Alamosa High School, and it could be the student involvement, what would it be?
I definitely would go back to the student involvement and just have, like, more people, like, have fun at our events and not, like, disclude, I don't know, things that they might think is, like, weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everyone should have, like, a good high school experience and, like, live it to the fullest. I also wish we had a little bit more, like, class options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just so, like, people can kind of go down their path that they, like, want to go down.
Yeah, options are good. Yeah. All right. So sort of a follow-up question to that. If you could go back and give your 10-year-old self some advice, what would it be?
I would tell 10-year-old Brindy not to underestimate herself, because I feel like I can do, like, a lot of things. And sometimes I might be, like, scared or, like, nervous. But if, like, you just step out of the box and do it, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So what advice do you have for middle schoolers?
Ooh. I feel like I was not in middle school because of COVID. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah. I would say always be nice to each other. Like, choose kindness. Middle school is not the greatest place, I feel like, all the time.
Okay.
So I feel like just choose kind. And, like, as you grow up, you're going to, like, go your different paths from, like, your friends. And, like, high school's, like, going to be totally different. So just always be nice to people.
All right.
Those middle school years are tough.
They're tough. Yeah. I know, even, you know, sometimes I cringe at how I was when I was young. It's like, oh, I hope I was nice to you, you know, to people I mm-hmm. come across. So choose kindness. That's really good advice. Brindy, thank you for taking the time to be a guest on Education Radio. We've enjoyed working with you throughout the years and wish you the best as you embark on your journey for the rest of your senior year and onto your future. And we know we will hear great things from you. Thanks, Brindy.
Thank you.
Moving on to our last segment, upcoming events. What's going on this week?
Well, this year, Alamosa High School Theater is proud to present their fall musical, The Little Mermaid. I know you talked about this, but it's here.
Yes, it's time. Do you have dates?
Next week.
Oh.
So, looking at Thursday, Friday, Saturday, November 14th, 15th, and 16th at 7 p.m. And again, tickets are $5 for students and $8 for adults.
You know, Little Mermaid, Under the Sea for Homecoming. Kind of a correlation there.
Yeah. Did you guys plan this?
No, surprisingly.
Well, at OMS, the boys' basketball games have started, and we hope you'll get out there for one. Thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.